Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button, it really helps us grow. And follow me on the alternate platform, because I can get the plug pulled any day now.
It would always be like, am I as hot as like the porn person he looked at all the time?
I'm not a woman, so I can't say for sure. But I really wonder every day of my life how many problems from women are actually real problems, and how many of them you just come up with in your head and make them problems when they're...
I would say about 80%. You know what I mean? And even when there really is a genuine problem, a lot of them are going to over-exaggerate it times 100. And think, as a man, you're going to work, you're doing what you got to do, you're trying to keep this woman happy, and you have to combat that nonsense day in and day out. Is it worth it? A lot of times, no. You're trying to fight against fantasies and hypotheticals and all that, and why you mad, and she giving you the silent treatment. It's not worth it to me. And that's why I say, you know, women need something to do. Even if I was a billionaire and I'm with a woman and she don't got to work, get a job anyway. Start a business. I need you working on something all day to occupy your mind. Because idle mind is the devil's playground. And when I come home, I don't want to hear no hypothetical, oh, you had a dream, you had a daydream, or I cheated and now you mad at me. Nah, I don't want to deal with that.
What made you not want him?
I thought he was too nice. I thought I would walk all over him.
I don't know what it is. There is this thought out there. I want me a soldier. I want me a hard dude. And those are the worst guys to get because they're not nice to you.
Well, have we ever considered the fact that maybe women don't want to be treated nice? I mean, all the evidence is there. We see it day in and day out. I'm sure studies have even been done on it. I mean, I don't think they want to be treated absolutely horribly. But their choice in men every time shows that they don't want to be treated nice. They don't want a guy who's a sweetheart. Because if most women wanted that, then the sweetheart guys would be killing it in the dating market. But it's the other way around. So all the fellas out there, stop trying to, you know, wrap your head around it. It doesn't make sense. Why would somebody not want to be treated nice? Look, don't try to rationalize it. It's not rational.
And you get a nice guy and you're worried like, I don't want him. Why wouldn't you want a nice guy? I mean, they always say nice guy finish last. That's because women are foolish.
Well, they see niceness as weakness. When they think about a nice guy, she's like, her subconscious is like, can a nice guy protect me? Is a nice guy going to do me in bed the way I want to be done in bed? No. Their answer is no. So that's why they're not attracted to a nice guy. They associate niceness with femininity, and women like masculinity. Now, of course, you could be a nice guy and be masculine, but I guess these women that choose bad boys' brain don't work that intricately to understand that he could be a nice, good guy and be masculine.
If you out with your man and another man passes you a drink, would you accept it?
I probably wouldn't.
Okay, so now that you're out by yourself, another man passes you a drink, you would accept it?
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
I mean, just a respect thing. But he also knows that, like, when I go out and stuff, it's not like I'm sitting here advertising. Like,
you are advertising. You're going out with your friends. You got a tight dress on. You're advertising. And if you wouldn't accept it while he's there, then why would you accept it while he's not there? So that right there shows that you're kind of shady. You only respecting him because he's there. But when it really count, when he's not there, you kind of just do whatever. A taken woman shouldn't be at a club or a bar, period, in my opinion. To me, that's a place where people go pick up singles. That's where singles mingle. If you got a man, hey, you want to go out with your friends? Go to a pumpkin patch or something. You know what I mean? Go catch a movie. Go get brunch. Go take a walk in the park with your girlies. You don't need to be nowhere where basically the point of that place is for guys to come pick up women. No. And then even as a couple going out to a bar, I just don't see the point. It opens up opportunities for trouble. This dude looked at my girl, or you touched my girl. No. This you, man? I ain't know she had a man. Nah, I ain't got time for all that. Just be single. You want to go party and go clubbing all the time? Just stay single, ladies. I mean, little do you know you're ruining yourself and conditioning yourself to not be wife material. But hey, if that's what you want to do, go for it. But don't be in your party phase still trying to be in relationships and break good dudes' hearts. Just stay single.
If we in a club, like you coming to my session,
and you're not
you
with your man,
drinks,
and
you
got,
no.
We got bottles.
See, you're not with your man. You going
got,
in this?
We got
session.
Bottles.
If I'm not with my man,
we got live bottles.
Yeah,
and I'm out with my friends, right?
Yeah, you're out with your friends, not
this. Says how I cook for my man because he pays all the bills. So why can't you just cook for him because you love him? You want to see him fed. You want to see the face he make, you know, when he's enjoying the food. Like, why not that? Why not you just want to nurture him and nourish him? Why not that? So basically, you're doing it just for the money. So you're just doing it because he's paying for it. That's not a flex. Watch out for her, brother. Watch out. If you ever lose your job, it's looking real shaky. Food look good, though. Ladies learn how to cook.